Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn. The North Central Conference is expanding in the 2026-27 school year. In addition to Charles City, Forest City, Eagle Grove, and Garner-Hainfield-Ventura have been accepted into the NCC. I sat down with O'Hearn to discuss how the changes impact Humboldt and the ongoing discussions in the conference.
Starting in 26-27 school year, you're going to see the NCC become a 12-team league, and it's going to be small divisions, the smaller schools in a division of six, big divisions in a division of six, and certain sports. So that's going to be volleyball, basketball, baseball, and softball. So on the small school side, you're going to have the three schools that are coming in from the top of Iowa. It's Garner-Hayfield, Forest City, Eagle Grove coming back into the league, which is great to see. One of the founding members in the 100-year history of the NCC was Eagle Grove, left in 2014, but now they're back. And Iowa Falls, Clarion, Goldfield, Dows, and St. Edmund will make up. There's the other three on that side. So six smaller schools based on their enrollment of their beds number. And how that beds number is figured each year is the number of students in each grade, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade for the year before. So that's kind of how that enrollment shakes out. And, you know, those schools are about 50 to 60 kids in a class, 50 to 70 range. Big school side, you got Charles City coming into the league, Clear Lake, Hampton, Algona, Humboldt, Charles City, Webster City. So that's kind of the big school side right there. And so we're going to have to make a decision as ADs, superintendents, and our conference commissioner is Greg Stewart out of Algona, who's been doing it for 25 to 30 years, running the NCC AD meetings, which are the first Wednesday of the month on a Wednesday morning at the Pizza Ranch in Clarion. I'm the chair of the NCC this year, so I help them run the meetings. But we already have Garner, Forest City, Eagle Grove scheduled to meet with us in the middle of January, because we got to start figuring some things out for 26-27. What is a cross-country meet going to look like? Is it going to be just one big 12-team cross-country race, or are we going to split it into divisional champions? And the same for wrestling, the same for golf, the same for track. So those are some of the things that we're working out. But for the basketball schedule, we'll play each team in the big school division twice. So there's five other teams we'll play twice for 10 games. And then we'll play everybody on the smaller side, more of a crossover game, once. So there's 16 games. So we'll have five non-conference games in 26-27, which is a little bit different because we have seven right now on the basketball side.
So for that big school, small school division, are you looking at having two conference champions? How is that? I mean, has that been decided, or is that still to be discussed here at the new year?
Yeah, we're still working through that, and we'll talk about it more in the middle of January and kind of put some thoughts on into a Google Doc right now for things to think about. But in basketball, baseball, softball, I can see big division champion and small school division champion, not just one overall. I mean, my experience with that is at Iowa City, Regina, for those 3 years, they're in the River Valley Conference. And at the time, there were seven teams in the north of that conference and seven teams in the south. So we always had a north and south division champion. So I envision that for basketball, baseball, softball, where there's a big school division and a small school division champion. And, you know, the decision is just going to have to be made on cross-country, track, golf, wrestling, if you just want to have, if it's just one big 12-team tournament, or we're going to break it up into six and six. Track, you could do what you see at a lot of track meets, where there's maybe a Class A division, Class B division. But that's just some of the decisions we'll have to make collectively as a 12-team league.
A lot of change. I know some people are used to traditions. Have the ADs and the NCC been pretty receptive to these new schools being added in?
I think so. It just makes your scheduling a lot easier. You know, you're not, instead of for basketball and baseball, softball, maybe you're not having to schedule as many non-conference games. So that helps. And I think it helps our middle school sports too. You know, we can fill those schedules, and all of these schools are right in the footprint. So travel for Eagle Grove, really good travel. Forest City, Garner, all of these schools are right in the footprint. So I think it's just an excellent, excellent 12-team league. They've been asking Forest City for years to try and get it in the NCC. And it was kind of a three-team, three-community deal that if Eagle Grove, Forest City, Garner, hey, we're all going to go, we can be in the small division. It just made sense. So what's going to happen at the top of Iowa West? I don't know. And you could see further expansion down the road. But for 26-27, you're going to see a 12-team NCC league for sure.
And as far as travel, I know for the one furthest member, Charles City, are those going to be dates where the two teams play each other, maybe restricted to one day? Still to be discussed in the meeting here in the next month?
ideally, we would play Charles City on a Friday in basketball and baseball and softball. Summer doesn't matter as much, but you don't want to be going to Charles City, and they don't want to be coming out here to Humboldt or out going on a Tuesday night. So I think that schedule can be managed where your longest trips, as much as you can, are on a Friday for those different sports where you play Charles City twice.
Have you heard any rumblings? I don't know if you're able to speak to this or not, being activities director versus being the commissioner, but is there room for possible more expansion? Because we saw Charles City with that one window, and then we've got three more in the area. You start running through who else could possibly join. Is there anybody else, I guess, that's hinted interest that you're able to comment on? Or
not right now. I mean, there's some schools in the footprint that you can think of, but I just don't know what they're thinking about doing. And it may take a year or two to see what those schools want to do and the future of the Top of Iowa Conference. But, you know, there was talk of Storm Lake and Spencer coming our way at one point, Esterville, Lincoln Central, but those schools are in the Lakes Conference, five-team league, but they're going to head to the Siouxland Conference, it sounds like, right now. So I don't see us expanding west, Bishop Garrigan, possibly in the future, Osage, but I don't know what those communities are thinking or how serious they would be about getting into the league. I think we'd love to have them and get to 14. I think everybody's happy right now and where they're at, and 12-team league is going to be great. Charles City coming in as a bigger school did concern Clarion and St. Edmund a little bit, but I think Eagle Grove, Garner, and Four City coming in the league on the small side, going divisional, I think everybody's happy now with the NCC and looking forward to the future, which is going to be really exciting, and excited to discuss, you know, what we want to do for 26-27 and the different sports. And, you know, it could be a situation where you see a conference championship game in basketball and baseball or softball when the first place team in the big school division and the first place team in the small school division maybe play in like a crossover for a true championship game. But there's a lot of unlimited opportunities or possibilities, I guess, and we'll try and get that worked out here in January and February for 26-27, because we got to start planning from a scheduling standpoint.
Still a lot of questions to be answered, but it sounds like endless possibilities and a lot of excitement if you're going to be a high school athlete over the next 4 or 5 years or so with all of this expansion and what these new rivalries that could be developed between communities in terms of just the overall play in the NCC. It sounds like it's a great time to be in the North Central Conference.
It is, and you got to do what you can do to make sure your conference is sustainable. It's been sustainable for 100 years, and you know, you'd hope it's sustainable for another 100 years with this 12-team league, and the future's bright. I really believe that. I don't see the NCC breaking up anytime soon, and a lot of good communities with good people, and it's got a lot of tradition, and it's a great league. Played in it, coached in it, been an AD in it now, and you know, just really love the North Central Conference and everything it offers. And I think what you'll also see is more conference fine arts from the fine arts side. So you'll see an NCC art show, you'll see NCC speech, band and choir types of NCC events where everybody gets together. And I think that was a major push for Forest City Eagle and Garner, that's something they really wanted. And, you know, I think that's great anytime you can include fine arts side into the conference events and for competition.
That'll be really cool. So it's not just, you know, on the sports side, but the fine arts getting involved in the conference. And sounds like you have a chance to build just an absolute masterpiece in this North Central Conference now with a lot of these new programs.
I think so. And, you know, a lot of good ADs that are great to work with. And I think everybody from an AD standpoint, superintendent standpoint, has the best interests of the league in mind, you know, along with what's best for their communities.
Graduated from Eagle Grove 2003. He's now considered himself fully a Humboldt Wildcat. He's been activities director now in his second year. For you to see your alma mater come back to a conference it was a founding member of, does it evoke any emotions, you know, to have that opportunity to see them back, rejoin a conference that you got to participate in as an Eagle Grove Eagle?
It does, and I'm happy for the Eagle Grove community, and from a travel standpoint, there's really not a bad trip for them. You know, back in the day, they would always have the NCC AD meetings at the Dairy Mart in Goldfield, which is centrally located, but now it's in Clarion. So Eagle Grove being back in the league, they got a brand new rec center that's ready to open here, hopefully at some time in 2025. And so, yeah, I think it'll, you know, evoke a little more emotion when my kids are in high school and we're traveling over to Eagle Grove for a baseball game or a basketball game, track meet, and just bring back a lot of memories. And so I'm happy for them. And, you know, I think it's going to be good for them to get back in the NCC and from that travel standpoint and a competition standpoint. And so I think, you know, everybody's excited in Eagle Grove about it.
What can the Humboldt community be excited about with all these additions here in the NCC?
Well, I think Eagle Grove, Forest City, Garner, Hayfield, Ventura all bring a level of competition and, you know, most of the schools in the league, you know, have a sport where it's they're always good at, always competitive. And I think that's the biggest thing there is to get more competition, and participation numbers have seemed to be pretty strong. And postseason implications with a strength of schedule always helps too.
Well, Ryan, appreciate you taking some time here to talk about the ever-expanding North Central Conference here as it gets ready to add another four members in the 2026-2027 school year. Appreciate you taking some time to join us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.